Genesis 14. 14.
13.
Really?
10.
You said 14.
Okay.
Really? Wow. I don't know. I don't know why this happened.
Second time.
Yeah, second time. I don't know. Anyway, so Genesis 14. Because this is what I prepared. Okay. Genesis 14 talks about war that happens. We're going to go back to 13 later. Pastoral work will correct that. So Genesis 14 happens that it's actually the first world war happens in Genesis 14 because four kings, the names are very hard. I'm not gonna take time to bother. But I'm gonna comment on one name only. So four kings are controlling five kings. So Abraham in this chapter is in between actually three type of kings. Okay, this is easy to remember. Okay, Abram at that time, he's still Abram, is between three type of kings. The first type of king, which is, there are four kings, they are the attackers, the invaders, okay? The second type of kings, they are the attacked one. They are the victim ones. They are the
captives.
They are the captive ones. And then this, the last type of king is the king of Salem. Salem, yeah? Which is the city of peace, right? Salem is peace. Shalom. So Abraham in between those three kings in this chapter. I was planning to speak only until verse 16, and then I will give you the from 16 to the end. But I'm gonna stick to that. Okay, the first type of kings, they are four. Those four names very hard for me to read even. But the one, and every time I look at the name and the meaning of the name, it says unknown. Unknown meaning. It's they don't know because it's a foreign name, so it doesn't have even roots in Hebrew. So they don't know what they are dealing with. Only one king, his name is Tidal in chapter 14. And verse 1, I think. I cannot see. No, verse 1. So Tidal is the only name on the four kings that has a meaning, which is to fear. So the attackers, the invaders, they are unknown. The only known thing is fear. The only the only thing that you can identify is fear, to fear. And this is attacking kings, attacking actually nations, and this is why I'm saying this is the first world war happens on earth, because those are four kings attacking five kings. So and this is all what the whole population of the world is here, and they are attacking each other, and the fear is the obvious one. Okay, I've been through trouble a lot. Okay, I've been through jail, prison, and kidnapping, and poisoning. I've been thrown into the desert because of traveling, and people give me poison to poison me, and they throw me in the desert. They found me in the middle of the night. I lost 2 days, I didn't know anything. So during this accidents, when I'm in jail, it's fear. It's fearful. What will happen, especially under threat? We will put you in prison for like 15 years. I was like, okay, it's fun. No, it's not fun. It's fearful. It's very hard. It's very, very hard that I don't know what will happen. They say you are a spy. And the spying is a serious accusation. And because they are serious about what they are going to harm me, harm my family. They threaten me that they will put my wife in jail. If you don't give us your computers and laptops, we will bring your wife. And when Upper Egyptian knows that his wife will be harmed or touched, this is the most horrible feeling. And with, you cannot do anything because you yourself in jail. So what can you do? And under injustice, government, there is no law. It's not like here, I need my one call or whatever. No. Once I arrived to jail, they took my cell phone. There is no contact to the outside world. So there is no justice. There is no fear. So fear was so strong. So strong. I remember when I was like, was questioned. Fear was so strong. Another time in Egypt, I was arrested in Egypt, and they blindfolded me, and they put me facing in the wall. 7 hours standing, 7 hours, no moving. It was this thing. Actually, they didn't even provide it. They took my undershirt, and they blindfolded me. And as he was tying it, I was telling him, just slowly, it hurts my eyes. He said, slowly? Okay, pew! He made it even stronger, and my eyes were like pressed, like this, pressed. It was so hard. But the harder part, what will happen? The fear comes in the situation. What will happen? What will happen to my wife? What will happen to my kids? What will happen to my family? Will they put me in prison? All these kind of things. You know? Fear is the obvious. The challenge, the financial challenge, it's just a tool to bring the fear obvious. Yeah? Have you been attacked with fear before? We were here and it's not like a... Yeah, fear to lose your family, to lose member of your family, to lose your work or job or whatever. Why? Why? Why fear? Why fear? Because when you are fearful, you cannot do anything, right? I want to get out of this situation. Yeah? I just want to get out of this situation. I do anything to get out of this situation. Yeah? Because it's so, so dark. So dark. Because of the unknown. The time that we were in jail and they blindfolded us. We were four doing prayer walk in Egypt. And they arrested us. And we were three guys and one Sudanese lady. We were Egyptian and Sudanese together. Okay? And we were blindfolded, right? And we were put in four corners of a hallway. It was so cold, freezing. And we were standing facing the wall and we were not allowed to talk to each other. Because they want to question each one of us individually, and they wanted to see if we are telling the truth or not. So, in the middle of this time, this Sudanese lady started to sing, Abi Anta, Rafa Rasi, you know? means you are my father, you lift up my head. And I heard her singing in the prison, and I was like, oh yes, that's it, this is the answer. And then I started to sing with her. And those two guys, they started to sing with us. And the prison or the jail turned into worship time. And the fear disappeared. And when they... another tool to make us more fearful, they let us hear the torturing. So when they were questioning the three other guys, I was standing outside, but hearing them being beaten. And this was like, they are beating them. It's my turn. It will come to my turn. And they left me there 7 hours standing. And I'm tired. I was like, I'm so tired, physically tired, emotionally tired. Spiritually, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But I'm so tired, fearful. Yes, I am. After this song, something changed. It was broken inside. And when they brought me in to question me, it was, where did you get, who's paying you to do this? I was like, no one paying me. Who's the idea? I need to do this prayer. And who's telling you to do it? No one is telling me. I'm leading this school. And I was like, okay. And then he said, where did you get the idea from? I was like, from the Bible. what is the idea? I was like, it was a reconciliation prayer walk. Between Sudanese and Egyptian. There was a lot of tension between the two countries. And we felt like we need to go and pray in the street for reconciliation. And where did you get that? I got it from the Bible. The Bible said when Jesus died on the cross, he reconciled the two. And he killed the enmity. Enmity? Enmity. By his body. Yes. You know? And I was like, wow, I preached to the guy, the officer. And he's a Muslim guy. And it was like, yes. And the fear is gone. After 7 hours, questioned me, and they let us go. But they threatened us again. Don't do anything outside the church. Don't go outside the wall. This is why I like outside the wall. I'm a rebellion. Actually, those guys, those five kings, they were under this, the attack for 12 years. In the 13 years, they rebellion against them. And I was like, yes, good for you. This is a good rebellion. When you are rebellion against the injustice, the oppression, it's good. Good for you. Go ahead. Don't be under the fear anymore. Those five kings tried to be free from the fear. They tried to be free from the fear. But then those four kings, they said, well, you are rebelling against us? No, you cannot do that. Among those five kings, the king of Sodom and Gomorrah. Who was living there? You remember? Lot. When they came to capture, to captive those five kings, some of them ran away and they scattered. They captivated all those people, and between them, they captived Lot. Okay. And they took with them every good, all the goods, all the food, all the belongings. Yeah? And when I was studying this, I was like, I asked myself a question. Why did Lot leave Abraham. Abram. You remember why? Yeah. There is a key word. Why did they leave each other? Huh? Remember? Huh? Yes, because their belongings were too much. أملاكهم كانت كثيرة. They had so much. I think Lot thought about it. Look at me. I'm making a lot of money. And I'm still living with Abraham or Abram. I can imagine if I go to a place far, maybe I will double my profits. Let me leave him here. And Abraham, you know, he said, you want to choose? You choose. You choose first. I have a friend, when they broke him and his partner, he said, you choose. What do you want? I was like, wow, this is exactly like the Bible. You choose. What do you want? You want to take the company or the money or whatever? And Abraham did the same. You choose, Lot. What do you want? I want this. And he went to live in Sodom to double his profit. But now, look at him. Okay, the two men, they were fighting because they have a lot of belongings, Abraham and Lot. Lot went to Sodom, with Sodom and very evil city, right? Very evil. And Abraham stayed and lived in a tent. And as we heard last time, his tent was unique because it was the only tent that had an altar in front of it. It's special. So I'm living here worshiping God, but Lot went after the money, after the riches, after the belongings and everything to Sodom to have all this and to multiply it. But let's see the end, the result. Abraham is a rich man still. Is he in the fight? No. No. Those four kings attacking those five kingdoms, and Abraham is not part of the fight. Not part. But thank God, it's the grace of God. He chose to be part of the fight. Yeah? He went after the money. He ended up being captive. No money. Hungry, because they took all the food, all the belongings. And this man, because of the altar of God, hallelujah, because of the presence of God in his life, all this war and fear, but he's fine, he's clear, he's worshiping God, hallelujah. But do you think he will stay passive? Passive? Do you think he will stay passive? No. No. When he heard, when some of the Nagin, Linigu, the one that escaped, yeah. When part of the people that escaped came to Abraham and told him what happened, and Lot was captive. So he said, no, I cannot be silent. My brother, huh? Was he his brother? He was nephew. He was nephew. But now he's using this, my brother. Brother. My brother Lot. It's not a good time. My brother Lot, captive. I cannot leave him. I cannot see. Now I can see. And he took his men that they were in his house that he trained. Okay? And he went. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. He went and he attacked the camp that they were keeping all the captive, all the goods, all the captive among them was Lot. He attacked them in the night. And hear what I got from the Lord. I loved it. When I heard it, I was like, yes. So it's night. Okay? It's night. Night is dark. And when the Bible talks about night, it's always representing deep trouble, hardship, right? Very hard time. Okay? So for the prisoners, for the captives, it's night, right? It's hard. Is it hard? Yes, it is very hard. What about the prison, the watchman, the prisoner,
those that are holding them captive?
Yeah, the those are holding them captive. Is it night or day?
It's night.
It's night. It's hard time too. I remember when I was in the army, when I was watching the prison. For them inside, it was very long night. For me watching them, it was very long night too. So for the prisoner and the watchman, the whatever, the captain, it's night. It's hard. But Abraham, on the other side, everything for him was clear. It wasn't dark. It was clear like the sun. I am going to rescue my brother. Captive, dark, hardship. But for him, it's the day. This is time to walk. Day is to work. Night is to sleep and take rest. For him, it's time to work. It's time to act. It's time to set free the captive. It's time to restore. It's time to free those people. It's time for a new wine with a new power, with a new freedom, with a new kingdom to bring it to the night. Amen. And I remembered, for those who are sitting in the darkness and dwelling in the shadow of death, what happened to them?
A great
light shine on them. He was just doing a review, a little simple act, like what will Jesus do? For us, it was night. For us, when we were living in the darkness, when we were living in the darkness of the sin, it was night. We were captive to sin. We were captive to death. Right? We were. Can we go far from? We were captive to death because of our sin. Again, I just lost my friend that we were praying for. He was in a coma and we lost him. And I was disappointed for his family. For me, I like him. He was a nice guy. But I was like, I was so not depressed, but I was so disappointed. You know? I was praying, God, please give me comfort. And God gave me a word that he's alive now more than when he was alive. He's now alive, much, much more than when he was alive. I was like, I like this, you know, because he's free from death. He's free from the captivity of the sin and the body and everything. He's free. Here, the same. Abraham is clear like day. I'm working to set the captive free. Jesus did the same. When he was very clear, he set his sight into Jerusalem to do what? To set the captive free, to be crucified and to raise up from the dead to set the captive free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham was just doing what Jesus is going to do after I don't know how many thousands of years. He was very clear that this is the time to set the captive free. Amen? The first type of kings, they are the, say with me, the attackers. The second type of kings, they are the
captives.
The captives. And then the third type of king, he's a new in the scene. He's not in the battle. He's not attacker. He's a new king here. When Abraham took the initiative, I hope that God will reveal this to us. When Abraham took the initiative to attack the attackers and to set the captive free, a new king came to the scene. The king of Salem. I'll say it again. When Abraham took the initiative to free the captive, a new king came to the scene. Melchizedek. Hallelujah. And when we set our heart to work, to be pressed, to be crushed for the captive, I believe the king will come. The king of the prince of peace, the king of peace will come to the scene. Amen? Amen? Jesus himself will be present. Jesus himself will come. Jesus himself will be among us. When we are... Isn't that what Abraham did? He put himself to set... Will he gain anything? When he brought all the goods? When he brought all the goods? And he came and said, "You take everything." No. "I don't want anything. I don't want to keep any goods. I don't want to keep any food or anything. Or else, they would say, "You made me rich. I don't want anything." Hallelujah. Only the men that helped me in this war, you give them whatever you want. But for me, I gain nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I gain nothing. I'm doing this not for anything but to set the captive free. Hallelujah. Amin Ya Rab. Amin Ya Rab. To work when we know that we are gaining nothing. Not money, not position. But say amen. Say amen. Please, say amen. No money, no position, no... fame or anything or power or anything. We're doing this just to set the captive free. And when we do this, because it's act of Jesus, it's act, only Jesus do it. What are you going to take? Will you be a king? No. My kingdom is not from this earth. What are you talking about? It's not here. It's not about money, it's not about position, it's not about power, it's not about this. We're doing this for free. And I am doing it just to set the captive free. When he did this, the king of Salem came to the scene. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? We want to see the king of Salem. We want to see the king of peace. Let God help us to do everything for Him and for Him only. Amen? I'm finished. Any question? Any addition? Please, if you have anything to say, just say it. You are free.